Team Show on WSW. 825 with Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you.
You should see.
In studio, Dave and Pat and Charlie and Art Lewis, you in your home studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love the Rascals.
Sorry.
Yes.
Good tune, too. And it's a tune that's actually tied into our story that we have here. So the front man, Felix Cavallari. Is going to be receiving an honor today from Middle Tennessee State University. The school is going to give him the Free Speech in Music Award.
Nice.
I didn't know there was a Free Speech in Music Award.
Well, there.
Never heard of it.
It is there.
Comes from the school's Free Speech Center. Makes sense.
Middle Tennessee.
And the Free Speech in Music Award is given to artists who use their talents, their fame, and visibility to address social issues. The center recognizing Felix for refusing to perform Rascals concert for segregated audiences and for supporting civil rights issues, for supporting military veterans, and for writing socially aware songs like People Got to Be Free.
All right.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Very that cool. is. That is very nice. So congratulations to Felix Cavallari. I wonder if he'll perform or anything.
I've got to believe he's probably the most successful musician from Middle Tennessee State. Yeah. I'm just guessing. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe there's another one out there.
I'd have to see the list.
You're right.
I'd have to see the list.
To see that, yep. And, you know, there were a few groups and artists in the 60s who would follow suit that they were not going to perform with segregated audiences at all. I know the Beatles were one who did that.
And if there was ever a decade where many socially aware songs were written
exactly.
and performed.
Exactly.
The 60s certainly would have been that decade.
Hey, by the way, good catch on Procol Harum today.
Yeah, how about
she
that?
She played Whiter Shade of Pale. I did not know the... did he write... what was his name again?
Gary Brooker.
Gary Brooker, right. That's Whiter Shade of Pale, I would say, easily in Pat Johnston's top 50 greatest songs of all time.
Oh, really?
Love. Oh, yeah. And it's one of those songs that you get the feel of what they're trying to say. I still don't have any clue what the song is about, though. Someday just really listen to the lyrics and read them. I still have no clue what it's about, but hey, I love it. I love the melancholy nature.
So what's number one on your list?
Number one.
It's got to be a Beatles song.
Now, can I tell you something? My top five sometimes always switches. It depends on the mood of the season. So I'll have to maybe make that list out someday.
We'll have to
I know everybody is just on bated breath waiting for that.
Of all the morning team members, you are most musically inclined.
Yes.
And most musically eclectic, I should say, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your tastes do range.